Listen to Jude. Jude. Verse 11. Extremely important verse, like all other verses, of course, but woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Father, we thank you again for the words that you have put before us, that we would take heed, that we would always obey your word, and we would just always put our ultimate trust in you and your Son and be led of your Spirit. We just give you thanks for these portions. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We looked at the way of Cain, and then we looked after the error of Balaam. But today, we're going to look at the gainsaying of Korah, the gainsaying of Korah. It says, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Just to do it more justice, let's just go to Numbers chapter 16. That's Numbers chapter 16. And a large portion of this chapter is given about the gainsaying of Korah. And it's good for us to read some of this. Beginning verse 1, it says, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, okay, that's one, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben. You have son of Levi, and then sons of Reuben took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. So here these people get these 250 men of renown, and then what? And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? They're accusing Moses and Aaron for lifting up themselves above the congregation while the congregation is a holy congregation. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him who he hath chosen, will he cause to come near unto him. Do this. Okay. Take you censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. So you go ahead and put censers, take censers and put fire, and then let God be the one who is choosing. Let's go to verse 27. Verse 27. We got the background now. Verse 27. And they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram, on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them in mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertaineth unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. So what happened? And it came to pass, verse 31, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were right around them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up. Verse 35, and there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Wow. It's a scary thing to mess with the Lord's order. It's a scary thing to mess with the Lord's order. It says, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah, or Korah. Now, let's look at this, and I'll fill in some of the things about Korah and his company. His history. He was a Levite. Korah was a Levite. The others were sons of Reuben. And then, of course, there was a big company of 250 people. And being a Levite of the tribe of Levi, he was also a cousin of Moses. This guy was a very, very privileged guy. He was a cousin of Moses, Korah was. And he was therefore employed in an honorable service. Why is that? Well, the Levites were to wait upon the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord. They had tremendous privileges. Korah did. But then that wasn't enough. We see his insurrection. It says the gainsaying of Korah. When we read, we realize that Korah had been thinking about this thing for a long, long time. And the reason I say that, even though the Bible doesn't mention it, it's very, very reasonable, because he was able to convince these people, not only these, but 250 noble men of honor, to be with him and to go and to basically tell, oppose Moses and Aaron and their responsibilities. This had been going on. Yeah. It says, pick up, lift up the hands that hang down and the feeble knees. It starts with just thinking, and starts with little things. Stopping work, for example, for the Lord. Just the beginning. And here Korah had been thinking about it. His mind has been defiled, is being defiled. Rebellion of Korah and of course his company. So what happens is, after a while, they gather themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. It's called the gainsaying of Korah. That's the translation in our language, gainsaying of Korah. Or treason, the treason of Korah, that denotes their opposition, contradiction. They contradicted Moses and his teachings and his functions and his offices. That's the gainsaying of Korah. He opposed the exclusive privilege and duties of Moses and Aaron. He didn't realize that, well, Moses, to begin with, didn't even want to go. He says, I can't even, you know, I'm not adequate. I can't even talk that well. And the Lord convinced him that he is the one who makes people's mouth and gives him speech. And then, of course, the Lord says, okay, you choose Aaron to go, and you and Aaron go actually before Pharaoh. And you basically be his prophet, tell him what to say. So here, the Lord actually wanted Moses and gave Moses this privilege and this duty. And then, of course, Aaron. But then these people say, well, you're taking too much upon yourself. In other words, you are making yourself a prince over us. We don't like that. You were privileged too. Well, yeah, of course they were privileged. Rebellion of Korah and all his company, of course, they're privileged. They reviled Moses and Aaron, contradicted their doctrine. They forgot that Moses was the greatest emancipator used by God. He had to stand before Pharaoh and he had to free them. Let my people go. Now they forgot that Moses was the great intercessor. How many times the Lord wanted to do away with the people of Israel, and Moses went to him, not so, Lord, not so. They're your people. You can't do that. They're your people. Yes, they're sinning. Forgive them, Lord. And of course, he was the lawgiver. God used him. The law was given by Moses. And thank God, of course, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So Korah claimed the privileges of the priesthood for himself and others. Well, no, this is what's so bad. Moses says, and seek ye the priesthood also? So now, as we think about Korah and his company and his undermining his evil thoughts and evil plans, as we think about that, then Jude says, well, you think about Korah's counterparts. They're the seducers in Jude's day. And they're the seducers of today. They undermine God-given privileges in the churches. They undermine God's people. They undermine the gospel. They undermine Christ. They undermine the deity of Christ. They undermine the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. They undermine the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. They undermine his death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension. They don't acknowledge. They undermine the word of God. Hath God said? They begin to say, oh, that the word of God is not infallible. There's some contradiction and so on. And then after that, just a slow coming down. They despised God's ordinances. God said, Moses, you're going to do this. Korah says, oh, no, you're taking too much upon yourself. What do you think about me? I have as much right as you do. I want to be a priest too. I want to go before God in the Holy of Holies. Well, yeah, he didn't try that. But he tried something else anyway that was bad, and of course he was swallowed up. These seducers, ungodly, profane people come in into the church and they despise God's ordinances. Say that not the order of the church. So how was their conduct? Contempt for divine order and appointment. There was contempt. They hated Moses. Korah worked so hard to get all these people to really despise Moses and his office. Contempt. And the seducers, they even had contempt against Paul, his apostleship. They said he's fake. And here Paul goes on by the inspiration of God, writes half or over half the books of the New Testament, sitting before us, church doctrine, how to please the Lord. I have received of the Lord that which I have also delivered unto you. We heard that this morning. Receiving from the very mouth of God, the breaking of bread and the taking of the cup, remembering the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they had contempt to Paul's apostleship. They assume unregulated liberty and self-invented holiness. Well, I know what's best. I'm going to do my way. Well, what God says doesn't matter. I'm going to do my way, Moses. What God told you to do doesn't matter to me. And that's what they do. They assert self against divinely appointed ordinances. We have that in some of the churches today. And again, let me just say this. There are a lot of saved people out there, and we're saved only because of God's grace and love. There is nothing we have done to deserve any of God's favor. It's all love. And the death of the Lord Jesus Christ was voluntary. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But we're privileged. We are so privileged to receive him as our own personal Savior and Lord, and have him to come into our hearts and dictate to us the things that please him. And of course, one of which was what we did, what we observed this morning. But these are self-invented holiness. They assert self against divinely appointed ordinances, discontent with their existing privileges. Here's Korah, had all the privileges of serving the tabernacle. He was a Levite. Wasn't good enough. Discontentment. Oh, I want to be just like Moses. And then, of course, they envy at the rulers of the church today. The rulers of the church. They envied Paul. They envied the elders of those churches. They envied God's workers. And here these workers, somebody like Paul says, that I may know him that and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Oh, no, no, we don't want that. But we want to be received like Paul was, without the persecutions. We need to tell people what to do without any suffering. These are the seducers. They envy at the rulers of the church. And then, of course, there is this inward ingratitude to God. They're not thankful. Knowing God, they did not acknowledge him as God, neither were grateful and thankful. These are the people, the kind of people that Jude is talking about, that are seeping in, wolves in sheep's clothing. And when a wolf is hungry, he is so ready and eager to tear that lamb all to pieces to satisfy his lust and his flesh. So what was his punishment? Oh, yeah. And here again, Jude is trying to remind us that these people, these apostates, they try to deceive people, try to weaken their faith. They have a punishment too. It said they perished in the gainsaying of Korah. The facts are very, very clear. We read it. We read it. They suggest, of course, that it was swift and it was sudden, And Jude says, it's certain. The punishment is going to be swift. It's going to be sudden. And it is certain. It is certain. The seducers ordinarily involve others, of course, in their own destruction. That's the same way it was with Korah. 250 people perished with him. 250 people all perished because they opposed Moses and Aaron. And they teamed up with this wicked person who challenged God's servants and God's ordinances. You're taking too much upon you, Moses. You think you're better than we are? Well, as honorable as you are, and maybe more. They were famous in the congregation, these people who perished. They were just not nobodies and men of renown. And somehow, by these seducers, and in this case, by Korah, they were actually drawn into the conspiracy. They went before Moses and accused the man of God, the meekest man, choosing there to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of Egypt. This man who chose to suffer affliction, they oppose him and were drawn into the conspiracy against him. So God opposes those who oppose his ordinances. We read, an evil man seeketh only rebellion. And Korah was an evil man. And he drew all his companions behind him. And they all perished. And Jude says, this is exactly what's going to happen to the apostates, to those people who come in unawares. They have a good show. They have nice conversation at first. They blend in. They come in there and they mix. And then after a while, they begin to pick on one or and the other, and the other, and the other, and begin to work with them, begin to derail them from their faith, from their complete trust. When God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him. But Korah says, and he says, oh, no, no, wait a minute. You know, the Bible, just wait a minute. They try to plant evil thoughts. They try to plant evil wickedness in human mind. And Jude says, look what happened to Korah. The gainsaying of Korah, they all perished. And all the opposers of God, deniers of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to perish likewise. But not just physically, but for eternity to come. And it's sure as the word of God is, because he said so. And we're so grateful and thankful that we have trusted in simplicity of the truth of God that is before us. We have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior and Lord. He is our shield. He is our defender. And we have put our trust in him. And my prayer is also that we should continue to just keep trusting the Lord and study his word and pray. Lord, things are looking very bad outside. Very bad. This country is just going downhill morally. But I pray that you would continue to make us good testimonies, not in this community only, but everywhere we go. We may carry the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and his person and the person of the Holy Spirit with us and be good witnesses. Thank you so much.